Goal! Yeah! I'm so excited because we're playing soccer today and I just made a goal.
Wow, that's amazing! I'm so happy, Bill. Soccer has that great feeling when your team scores. Everyone becomes so happy and then we start to say, Bill, 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 Bill!
Right, everyone chants your name. Yesterday, we began our story on soccer. We're learning all about this game that's played all around the world.
And today, we're so lucky because we get to travel back in time and see the way soccer was played hundreds of years ago.
That's right. As we learned yesterday, no one is really sure where or when soccer began, but we do have some information on its history. And today, we'll look at the story of soccer. With that in mind, let's read through today's article. In the Middle Ages, soccer was extremely violent. Legend has it that the first British soccer match was played with an enemy's head as the ball. Seeing how violent it was, British kings tried unsuccessfully to ban the sport. Players would kick the ball and each other too.
Gradually, rules were established to make the game more organized. Kicking and tripping other players was no longer allowed, and teams were limited to 11 players per side. In the 1800s, British schools even began using soccer to teach the value of teamwork.
Wow, Siobhan, enemy heads and teamwork. Those are two pretty different ideas here, but they both come from the history of soccer.
Definitely. I know that even today, soccer can sometimes be violent. I know in Britain they have something called soccer hooligans, and those are people who go to the games just so they can be loud and crazy, and if their team doesn't win, they get really angry and throw things at the field and chant bad things at their favorite players.
Yeah, they can be violent, but maybe not extremely violent like soccer was in the Middle Ages. So we're saying that soccer is violent. How violent? It's extremely violent. Extreme means really, really full of some kind of energy or feeling or just a lot of something. So to be extremely violent, well, that means you're really, really violent.
Definitely. I often think of it just that it means very. If you say that something is extremely violent, you just mean, well, it's very, very violent. We have here, though, legend has it, so we don't know if it's true or not, but it's some story that people like to tell each other and tell their children. Legend has it that the first British soccer match was played with an enemy's head as the ball. So you can imagine living in the Middle Ages where all this war and all these strange things were happening, and someone cuts off somebody's head and says, I was just going to throw this head away, but why not play a game of soccer with it?
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy idea there, but maybe that's how they were trying to train their soldiers, teach them how to be better fighters. I mean, we had this violent game here, and you could learn how to kick someone's head around. You know, it doesn't sound very nice, though. That's why British kings tried unsuccessfully to ban the sport. When you ban something, it means you create a law that says nobody can do that thing. So, the British kings tried to say nobody can play soccer anymore.
But we have here players just kick the ball and each other too. You know, Bill, I played soccer all through high school, and I was even on the varsity soccer team in grade 10. It was quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, you know, I used to watch a lot of the girls' soccer games when I was in high school because I had a girlfriend on the team. And I have to say, Wow, those girls were just hard players. They were really mean.
Sometimes we can get a little bit violent. I know that we weren't cutting off people's heads, but we were definitely tripping, kicking, taking our elbows and putting them into people, just sort of trying to hurt people in order to win the game. It's not the nicest thing.
No, it's not. But you know, the game does have rules that try to control that violence. Gradually, these rules were established to make the game more organized. When you establish something, it means you set that thing up so that it can be used, so that it can work, so that people can follow those rules from now on.
Okay, so we set up all these rules to make the game a little bit more organized. If you're organizing something, it means you're putting everything where it belongs and making everything neat and tidy and orderly. So maybe I would say, I want to organize my desk, because my desk at home gets really messy with my computer and all my stuff on it. If I'm organizing it, I take everything, I put it in one spot so I know where it is, and I make everything nice and neat. So you can imagine if people were making rules so that everything is organized, then one system could be in place and everyone could follow all the rules.
Right, to use that word in this way, as more of an adjective, tells us somebody has done the organizing and gotten everything in order. Now, here's some of the rules. Kicking and tripping other players was no longer allowed, and teams were limited to 11 players per side.
Wait a minute, no kicking or tripping? What fun is that?
Well, the point is, you make the game more about the skill, about how good you are at moving the ball with your feet, at teamwork, as we'll find out in the next sentence, and at making goals.
So they limited the teams to 11 players. So they said, okay, 11 is the maximum. We're not allowing you to have any more people. I can imagine going to a field in Britain and saying, okay, everyone, we're going to play soccer. And then 60, 70 people come running out. Could you imagine playing soccer with 35 people on each side?
Well, I've never done it with that many people, but you know, I used to play soccer in Seattle at a park. You just go and show up, and whoever is there to play will play. They called it pick-up games, because it means you can just pick up a game and start playing. Sometimes we'd play with about 30 or 35 people, not on each team, just total, but that was really too many people.
Definitely, you'd have to kick and trip people just to move the ball around.
Yeah, and what we should have done is we should have limited the teams. When you limit something to something, you put a number on it. You say we can have no more than this number. So here we're saying the teams cannot be any larger than 11 people on each side.
Well, this is kind of funny, Bill. You mentioned this when we did our read-through, that we are talking about people playing soccer with enemy's head, and then at the end of the second paragraph, we have this idea of teamwork. Schools began using soccer to teach the value of teamwork. If you break up that word into team and work, well, it means that the people in the team work together, and that's really, really important when you're playing sports.
Right, and it's important just in life in general. We'll often talk about teamwork with just a job. Maybe you work with a group of people, and it's important for everyone to work together and work together well. Then maybe the boss will come in and say, okay, today we're going to have some team building exercises. We're going to try and build our team so that our teamwork gets even better.
Definitely. We call it the value of teamwork because it is so important, not only when you're playing sports, but like you said, Bill, just in life. If you can play well together with everyone at your work, everyone at your school, and your friends, I think you'll be a happier person.
Right, and hopefully you'll even do better work, and maybe you'll feel proud or feel very good about your work and about your team. Well, there's the first half of our article, and I feel good about our explanations. Great teamwork, Siobhan.
Good job, Bill. Let's give a high five.
All right. Okay, listeners, it's time for some Chinese explanation.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 今天我们要继续谈到足球的演化。在中古世纪的时候 ,soccer was extremely violent. Extremely 是一个副词，修饰后面的形容词，表示足球这种竞赛呢是非常非常具有暴力性的。Legend has it that, 这个句型是说我们在讲述一个传说不确定的事情的时候呢 ,legend has it, 后面要接 that 的子句。传说怎么样呢 ?The first British soccer match was played with an enemy's head as the ball. 这句话我们用的是被动语态，因为主词呢讲到的是一场足球赛。足球赛 was played, 用什么东西来踢呢 ?With an enemy's head, 用敌人的头，把敌人的头当成什么呢 ?As 在这里是一个介系词，后面接的 the ball 就是把敌人的头当成球来踢，所以非常的残酷。Seeing how violent it was, 这是一个现在分词构句，形容句子的主词，也就是 British Kings, 因为他看到这种比赛实在是太暴力了，所以 British Kings try unsuccessfully to ban the sport.Ban 当动词来用，意思是禁止。不过呢，他尝试要禁止这样的一种运动呢，是 unsuccessfully。所以这个副词修饰 try 这个动词呢，表示他的努力是不成功的。还好渐渐的 ,rules were established to make the game more organized。规则是被建立，所以这里用被动语态。建立的目的呢，是让这个游戏玩起来的时候呢，是比较有组织的，比较有规则的，而不是杂乱无章的。就如同下面那句话所提到的 ,kicking and tripping other players was no longer allowed. 什么事情是不被允许的呢？动名词片语说明了，踢对方，把对方绊倒呢，是不被允许的。还有呢，Teams were limited to 11 players per side. Be limited to 就是被限定在，队伍呢是被限定在一边只有11个球员。Siobhan 跟 Bill 呢都有踢足球的经验，而且 Siobhan 呢还提到在高中时代呢他是学校的校队，那么学校的校队呢我们通常称之为 Varsity, 它是 Varsity Soccer Team, Varsity 的拼法是 VARSITY, VARSITY, Varsity. 而 Bill 呢住在西雅图的时候常常到公园里头去踢足球。不过他们那种比赛呢叫做 pick up game, 也就是没有什么人数的限制，到那个地方有人就可以一起玩。最后一句话提到 in the 1800s, 也就是在19世纪的时候 ,British schools even began using soccer, 他们使用足球做什么呢？后面的不定词告诉我们他们的目的就是 to teach the value of teamwork. Teamwork 呢是团队合作，用足球来教育学生团队合作的重要性。
Okay, let's take a short break. We'll be right back with more English for you.
English for you! English for you! English for you!
All right, Siobhan, you're chanting the name of our show, and you're chanting because we're talking about the game of soccer, where people, as we learned yesterday, will often chant.
Yeah, we traveled back in time in the beginning of today's article, and we talked about the Middle Ages and people playing soccer with other people's heads.
That's right. We're learning a lot about this great game today. We need to read through the second part of our article, though, so that we can take a closer look. So, let's do that now. In 1904, seven European countries founded FIFA, the World Soccer Federation. They hoped that soccer would create better understanding, friendship, and unity between the countries. The plan worked. As organized soccer grew in popularity, South American, African, and Asian countries also joined FIFA.
While soccer may look simple, many people would be surprised to learn that its rule book is actually over 70 pages long. And every year, FIFA changes a few of them. So it takes more than strong, fast legs to be a good soccer player. You need brains too.
Okay, so more on the history of soccer here. We're going all the way back now to 1904. Or rather, I should say we're moving up to 1904 because we started today's show in the Middle Ages.
We have here seven countries in Europe, so seven European countries, founded FIFA, the World Soccer Federation. If you found something, it means you created and started. So they were the first people that got together and said, "We need a World Soccer Federation."
That's right. They wanted some kind of group or organization that could help make some rules, that could help set up games between countries, that could even help create better understanding, friendship, and unity between the countries.
Okay, so they wanted to make an organization that would bring all these countries together and unify them or just make them into one. Uni just means one. So we have all these countries coming together, and did it work, Bill? I'm dying to know.
Well, our article says the plan worked. Not just that. Not only did it work, but soccer grew in popularity because you had all these other countries from South America and Africa and here in this part of the world, in Asia, that joined FIFA.
Wow, so all these countries are coming together and sort of creating one idea here of just their love of soccer.
That's right, and soccer, you know, is not really a very simple game, even though it looks simple. Look at this next sentence, the first one of the fourth paragraph. While soccer may look simple, many people would be surprised to learn that its rulebook is actually over 70 pages long.
70 pages?
Yeah, 70. That's a big book. And look at the structure. Look at how this sentence is put together. While soccer may look simple. Well, because we used that word while, you know that you're going to learn something different than what you're kind of expecting. The idea is, our expectation, or what we would think is true, is that soccer is simple because it looks simple. However, that's not true, is it?
No, the rulebook is 70 pages long, so it sort of contrasts or goes against what we learned at the beginning of the sentence. But every year, FIFA changes the rules. Wait a minute, the rulebook's already 70 pages, it's already really big and really complicated, and they change the rules every year? Wow!
Yeah, you really have to be thinking a lot. You really have to watch what's happening with the FIFA rules if you're a soccer player or a coach, you know, someone that helps the team figure out how to win, tells the team what to do, kind of like the boss of the team. So the coach, the players, the owners, everyone has to follow the rule changes so you don't just need strong, fast players with fast legs. You also need
brains. I mean, that's really important. You have to have something in your head. You can't just have soccer balls hitting you in the head all day long. You have to be smart in order to keep up with all the different changes in the books.
You know, that's kind of a funny way to say that, Siobhan. I was just thinking about this. You need brains, too. I mean, I have a brain. The brain is that organ, that part of your head that you use to think with and to control your body. So to say you need brains, isn't that strange? Because how could you be alive if you didn't have brains?
Well, maybe because there's an S on the end of brains, we're saying you need a lot. You need more than just the brains you were born with. So maybe you have to study and learn and be a little bit smart in order to be a successful soccer player.
Right. It's just showing that you need to think also. It's not just a game of skill with the body. It's also a game of skill with the mind. Of course, many games are like that. Soccer is definitely one of those games. Okay, listeners, there's the end of our article for the day. We'll finish up our show with some vocabulary with a sentence for you. But first, here's some Chinese explanation.
足球不断地在演化，到了1904年的时候 ,7 European countries founded FIFA. FIFA 是什么呢？就是后面这个 The World Soccer Federation.They hoped that, they 指的是前面提到的这七个欧洲的国家，他们希望 that 后面的子句呢作为 hope 的受词，在这个子句里头我们用到的动词呢是 create, 他们所希望的是足球能够 create,也就是创造出 create 的受词呢这里提到三项第一个是 better understanding 第二个是 friendship 第三个是 unity 但是是什么的团结呢是 between the countries 也就是国家与国家之间的团结而这个计划呢生效了成功了怎么说呢 as organized soccer grew in popularityAs 呢在这里是一个连接词的用法它的意思是当这种有规则的足球比赛越来越受欢迎的时候呢南美洲非洲以及亚洲的国家呢也加入了 FIFA 这个组织。下一段的第一句话一开始的 while 是一个连接词在这里它的意思是虽然足球看起来好像蛮简单的 many people would be surprised to learn that 但是有些人呢会觉得非常的惊讶什么时候惊讶呢当他们知道 learn that 后面的子句呢作为 learn 的受词他们知道的内容就是 its rule book is actually over 80 pages long原来记录足球规则的这本书呢有70多页长而且还不止于此每一年呢 FIFA changes a few of them them 呢指的是里面的规则它还会改变一些其中的规则所以最后一句话说明呢 So it takes more than strong fast legs to be a good soccer playerIt 是一个假主词，真正的主词是后面的不定词片语。你要成为一个非常优秀的足球员，所需要的呢 ，more than 不只是有力快速的双腿而已，你还需要什么呢 ？You need brains too， 没有头脑是不行的。所以这种游戏呢，还需要用到你的智慧。
Okay, we're gonna take another short break here. We'll be right back with the end of today's show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to English for You. My name's Siobhan, and I'm sitting here with Bill, and we're traveling back in time to see how soccer first started. We started out in the Middle Ages, and we talked about how violent soccer's history is. We have the British playing soccer with enemies' heads. British kings even tried to stop people from playing the sports. But...Over time, people got together and said, here are some rules, everyone's going to play by these ones, and teams can get together and just say, okay, this is how we're all going to play, these are the rules we're going to use, let's all have a great time. Then, in 1904, we have all these European countries that came together and they made a group called FIFA. All these people got together and they said, look,We all love soccer. We all love our countries. Let's get together. Then we sort of ended by saying, well, soccer is a complicated game with so many rules that people are changing all the time. You have to be really smart. You can't just have a strong body. You also have to have a strong mind.
That's right. So there's a lot more to soccer than meets the eye. A lot more than you think at first when you first see the game.Well, before we take a look at today's vocabulary, let's read through our entire article one more time. In the Middle Ages, soccer was extremely violent. Legend has it that the first British soccer match was played with an enemy's head as the ball. Seeing how violent it was,British kings tried unsuccessfully to ban the sport. Players would kick the ball and each other too.
Gradually, rules were established to make the game more organized. Kicking and tripping other players was no longer allowed, and teams were limited to 11 players per side. In the 1800s, British schools even began using soccer to teach the value of teamwork.
In 1904, 7 European countries founded FIFA, the World Soccer Federation. They hoped that soccer would create better understanding, friendship, and unity between the countries. The plan worked. As organized soccer grew in popularity, South American, African, and Asian countries also joined FIFA.
While soccer may look simple, many people would be surprised to learn that its rulebook is actually over 70 pages long. And every year, FIFA changes a few of them. So it takes more than strong, fast legs to be a good soccer player. You need brains too.
Okay, let's take a closer look at today's vocabulary. Ban. Smoking is banned inside all public buildings.
Establish. We had to establish who was going to do the different chores.
Organized. Joe keeps his desk organized so he can find his things easily. Trip. Stanley tripped on a skateboard and fell down the stairs.
Teamwork. If you want to win a basketball game, teamwork is very important.
And here's today's sentence for you. It is...
Be limited to.
So remember, that means you have a number and you say, okay, whatever we have can be no more than this number. It's limited to this number. Here's an example of how to use this sentence for you.
Hey, Bill. Can you buy me the same computer game you're getting while you're at the store?
I would, but the sale is limited to one game per customer.
Okay, so you're only allowed to have one game. That's the maximum.
That's right. All right, listeners, it's the end of our show today. Tomorrow we'll finish up our 3-day sports unit, so please come back then. Until then, I'm Bill.
And my name's Siobhan. Goal!